This is the BBC.
You're listening to The Archers Omnibus from BBC Radio 4.
How's Tom?
Oh, he's taken it very hard. But he's keeping going.
It wouldn't have been easy for any of them.
No, it's been such a dreadful 12 months.
Yeah.
Pat's worried that Tom's still a bit fragile.
All you can do is support them as much as you can.
Yes. And I expect that's what Kirsty's parents are doing too.
I'm sure they are.
Well, now, about our party...
Actually, I'm afraid we're not going to be able to come.
Oh,
sorry, but we're completely up to our eyes at the moment.
Well, no, I do understand. Do you know if Jill's still coming?
Sorry, I don't.
Oh, you couldn't ask her to give me a ring,
of course.
You?
But I'd better go now.
Oh, yes, sorry.
I hope the party goes well, though.
Thanks.
Bye, Jennifer.
Bye.
Is everything all right, Ruth?
Oh, yeah, fine. That was Jennifer on the phone. Can you give her a ring about the party?
Yes, of course. I need to let her know I can't make it.
Why not?
Well, there's far too much going on here.
Well, it's only one night, though.
Are you going?
Well, no.
There you are, then. Now, there's lunch in here for both of you.
Thanks.
I've sorted out the washing as well.
Oh, I should have done that before I came out.
You can't do everything, Ruth. And Ben's helping me with the next load.
Is he still in his room?
Yes. And his friend Naz is coming round this afternoon.
Oh, that's right.
I might leave the vacuuming until tomorrow.
Oh, you don't need to do it at all.
Who else is going to?
Are you limping?
Oh, it's nothing. It's just a twinge.
You should go and sit down.
Honestly, I'm fine.
Oh. You really should rest that ankle.
I can't just sit and do nothing.
You can, you know, if you want to.
I'm all right, Ruth. The moment things start getting too much, I promise I'll let you know.
Alistair, I'm impressed.
By what?
You, finally entering the digital age.
I have used a tablet before, Shula.
Yes, I know. But that's your brand new one, isn't it? What's the new billing system like?
Actually, I haven't looked at it yet. But don't tell Anisha.
What are you looking at then?
The latest forecasts for Brexit.
Oh, doesn't it seem to have been going on forever?
I know, but... Oh, hang on.
Is that a reminder?
Oh, from Anisha, of course. About tomorrow's training for the new X-ray machine.
Oh, she's so efficient.
As if I'd forget. I've still got all that homework she's given me.
Oh, poor you. Oh. You are popular.
Hi, Ruth.
Alistair, I wonder if you could come straight over. One of the calves is stuck at the hips.
All the BL board members have said they're coming.
That's good.
Plus Barbara Gladstone and Donald Elbury. All with wives and partners, of course.
Of course.
Jill just called to say she can't make it, though.
Well, that's a shame.
None of the Brookfield Archers can.
One of those times of year.
Well, I do hope Miranda appreciates all the effort that's going into this.
Well, it's not just for her, though, is it?
No, of course not. Do you know if there's anybody else that Justin would like us to invite?
Couldn't tell you.
Well, I thought you were seeing him this week.
Got a meeting scheduled for Tuesday, but that's all.
You're right, Lillian.
Yes, of course I am. Look, Jenny, can we talk about something else?
Oh, all right. Well, how about the theme? Have you got any ideas? Oh, Rory, why on earth does it have to be so loud?
Don't worry, Jenny, you won't be home for long. Well, how about Pride of Borsetshire?
No, that's far too grand.
Well, I thought that was the point.
No, we're just celebrating the farm doing well.
What was it Adam suggested?
Hubris.
And Lord of the Shires.
Oh, please, Lillian.
You've got to see the funny side, though.
Which is?
Well, you know, Brian wanting to show off.
We are not showing off. And the theme must set the tone for the whole event.
Down on the farm.
Oh, no, it's far too dull. Sounds like an ancient radio programme.
Well, it's the best I can do at the moment.
There we are. Mum can take over now.
Thanks, Alistair. I don't know what we'd do without you.
Long may it continue.
How do you mean?
I've always been one for the practical side.
As opposed to what?
Sitting at home, filling my head with new technology.
Is it that bad?
No. Though we are going through quite a lot of change at the moment.
Is that down to Anisha?
Not entirely. But she certainly provided the impetus. Right. There's no bleeding inside. She should be fine now.
Great.
Just keep her in the crush till the epidural wears off.
I will.
We do need to update the practice, though, if we're going to attract new clients.
Which is what you want.
I just think we should be careful not to try and do too much too quickly.
Is there any danger of that?
We're training for the new X-ray machine tomorrow. Plus, there's the new equine operating room, which they're plastering and decorating this week.
Sounds exciting.
Oh, yeah, it is. But now Anisha wants to upgrade the waiting area as well.
Does it need it?
My point exactly. If only there was some way of it all happening without me having to be there at all.
I'm sure it won't be so bad.
But you're right. It is exciting. It's opening up a whole new world of possibilities.
It sounds a bit like when we changed to spring carving. Once you get used to it, you really start to feel the benefits.
If I'm honest, it's probably just the kick up the backside I needed to re-energise me.
Oh, sorry, Alistair. I'll take this outside.
That's okay. You carry on.
Thanks for ringing back, Carol.
Has something happened to Jill? Your message said you're worried about her.
Oh, it's nothing like that. The thing is, we just think she's doing too much.
Oh, why?
Well, her ankle's still bothering her and
she... she said it's a problem?
No, but she's been having twinges.
Oh, that doesn't sound so serious. It means a tremendous amount to Jill, playing her part in running the farm.
I know.
Well, she can. We're not completely incapable, you know, Ruth. We elderly folk.
I'm sorry, Carol. I wasn't implying that. I just wondered, if you came round, she might relax more. Not get out the vacuum cleaner for once.
Then why didn't you say so in the first place?
Oh, was that yours?
Yes. Oh, it's Anisha again.
What is it this time?
A reminder we need to ask the trainer to show us how to bring up the X-rays on our tablets as soon as they're ready.
While you're still with the client?
Yes. I'm not sure I agree with that.
Wouldn't it depend on the situation?
Exactly. Sure, sometimes it could be an advantage.
Of course.
But other times, the last thing he wants the farmer seeing it as well.
They might find it upsetting.
Or more likely, they'd start telling you what to do.
Yeah, that wouldn't be helpful.
There's nothing wrong with looking at X-rays back here on the computer. That's what I've always done.
So long as you're flexible about it.
Do I sound like a dinosaur?
Is that Anisha's opinion?
Not in so many words, but I can see it in her eyes sometimes.
Oh, I'm sure that's not true.
Tell you one thing, though.
What's that?
Unless we start finding some new clients soon, I don't know how we're ever going to pay off all these debts we're building up.
Ah, look who it is, Jill.
Hello there.
Hello, stranger.
Can I take your call?
Oh, thank you, Ruth. How's your ankle?
It's fine.
So, what's the latest Brookfield drama?
I've come for all the gossip.
I don't know what you mean.
Oh, yes, you do. Toby Fairbrother, what's the latest?
He's finally got his gin licence.
Oh, good. So everything's legal now?
Apparently. Pip says he's experimenting with flavours.
I wish him well.
I'll just see how Ben's getting on.
He's got a friend over. Oh. They've been watching films all afternoon.
Ruth called me. She thinks you're overdoing it.
Oh, good grief.
Well, I can see you're struggling with those carrots.
Shall I attempt to make you a cup of tea? Or perhaps I'm too decrepit for that.
Anna's just the same, always telling me to take it easy.
As if we haven't managed all our lives.
I'd love a cup, thanks.
Good.
The trouble is, once you reach the golden land of old age...
They'd find it difficult to cope without us.
Exactly. What's Ben been watching?
Well, he's into all the Godzilla films at the moment, English and Japanese.
Just Godzilla?
He suddenly decided that's what he likes doing.
I rather like watching them develop new interests. Perhaps he'll be a film director one day.
I don't think he's decided anything yet.
Do you think we should give him a helping hand?
What, in choosing a career?
Well, I was thinking about his choice of films. We could broaden his outlook.
Now, that's a good idea. Where would we start?
Oh, the classics, of course. Casablanca, or The Third Man.
Or Singing in the Rain.
Oh, yeah.
We could make a list, couldn't we?
An excellent idea.
That smells scrummy.
Lillian, I thought you'd gone out.
No. Oh, it looks irresistible.
Marmalade cake.
But you'll have to wait for it to cool first.
Sorry.
Patience isn't my top virtue.
No. Lillian, will you be honest with me?
When am I anything else, darling?
Do you think I'm being insensitive?
About what?
The party. A big do after what's happened to Tom and Kirsty.
Of course.
They've just lost their baby, Lillian. And yet here we are wanting the world to know how well we're doing.
I know. It's very difficult. What happened was absolutely awful. But sad truth is that life goes on.
And I've barely seen Tom since it happened.
I mean, if it was possible to change things and make everything right, you know we'd all do it in a heartbeat. But... it isn't.
No, I know.
And I honestly don't think cancelling the party would help them.
You're probably right. It does rather put my worries about a theme into perspective, though.
Yeah. Look, I'm sure you'll come up with something.
Hope so.
All right. Think about it. What's the real reason for having the party?
It's a celebration.
No. I mean, what actually prompted the idea in the first place? Wasn't it the deal with BL to buy the land?
Yes, but... Oh, that's it.
What is?
Oh, the theme. Oh, thank you, Lillian. But I haven't said anything.
Oh, yes, you have.
And it's absolutely perfect.
I've got it.
Anything good in there?
Oh, Emma's given me some canapés.
It's a bit much for a lunchbox.
She's practising for the party.
All right.
Everything's got to be perfect.
I know. Fallon keeps going on about it.
Oh, there'll be lots of very important people there. VIPs.
Not for the likes of me then, eh?
No. We're family, of course. That's delicious.
Just an excuse for Brian Aldridge to play the big I am.
Oh, that's a bit unfair, Jazzer.
Rich people showing off, who needs it?
You can't blame them, wanting to celebrate how well they're doing.
I reckon I can. Too many friends close to the food bank.
Doesn't mean you can't enjoy yourself, though, just because there's poor people.
Oh, when you think how much they'll be spending, though, Susan, does it all make you mad and all?
Well, if I'm honest, I'm grateful that Emma's got the work. It's not so long since she and Ed were close to the edge.
True enough. At least somebody will be coming her way, eh?
Not that Jennifer's making it easy for them.
As you know.
She hasn't even given them a theme. And it's less than 2 weeks away.
Ach, they'll manage.
There was a meeting this morning, but I've heard what's happened.
Right, best be back to work. Tom will be looking at his watch.
Oh, how is he? I've hardly seen him since... Well, you know.
He's okay. Had a bit of a chat, in fact. Try to help him sort things out in his head.
Oh, that's good.
It's no easy for him.
No. And if it's not easy for him, what must it be like for Kirsty?
There's truth in that.
Hey. Oh. Who are you texting?
Kirsty. Sounds like it's getting a bit tricky with her mum.
Oh, yeah?
She's not letting her do anything. She's always checking she's okay.
Must be difficult, though.
Well, Kirsty says it's driving around the bend. Right. Oh, can you pass me that pan?
Sure.
But the big news is, Jennifer has finally come up with a theme.
At last. What is it?
Land. Yeah, that's what I thought too.
Oh, sounds a bit vague.
It's what she wants, though.
She didn't give you any more guidance than that.
No. But she just knows that we'll come up with something absolutely marvellous.
Oh, well, good luck with that.
She's worse than a mother of the bride.
And you've dealt with a few of those.
Tell me about it. Yeah, and it's not like there aren't loads of other things to think about, like half term, with all the kids and their mums coming in here.
Right.
It's going to be busy. No time to think.
You'll come up with something.
Yeah, I'm sure we will.
In the meantime, all I've got to worry about is Wednesday's AGM.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, did Phoebe get back to you?
I saw she was online earlier, so I sent her another message.
But she didn't reply?
No.
That's just rude.
I can't force her, though. I mean, imagine if I told her she's my last chance. It'd put her right off.
I don't really think she's your last chance.
All the other women I've tried have turned me down.
Including me.
Hey, it's not your fault, love. I know you've got other commitments. The trouble is, so's everyone else.
I know that we reckoned it was your best chance getting women to play, but there must be some other blokes out there, surely.
I've been down that path too many times. There's no one.
So it's women on the cricket team or bust?
Yeah, I really think it could be.
Got everything, love?
Yeah, apart from Joe's biscuits. They haven't got any in.
Oh, we'll manage without.
Oh! It nearly cleared us out having the Braithwaite stay over the weekend.
I know, but it was worth it, Clary.
Oh, I don't know about that.
But you should see the comments they put on the website.
Like what?
They absolutely loved it.
Really?
Yeah. I'll show you when we get back.
Well, I know they like seeing Ed's newborn lambs.
Yeah, they thought that was amazing.
George reckons one of their rams is going to make our fortune one day.
Well, let's hope so. They loved all the other animals as well, didn't they?
Yeah, I suppose so. What else did they say?
Well, they mentioned Dad's authentic country tales.
Aye, aye. Are you sure they weren't drunk?
Certainly not. They made a special mention of your superb home cooking.
Oh, that's nice. Suppose they were just being polite, though.
You haven't heard the best bit yet.
What's that?
They said they couldn't recommend us more highly as a place to go for a real weekend in the countryside.
Oh. Did they say anything bad?
Not really.
Oh.
Though they would have liked to have ensuite facilities.
Well, nothing we can do about that, is there?
Maybe there is, Clary love.
I take it that's another no.
She said she ate sport.
Ugh. You'll get yourself a reputation if you're not careful.
What?
Definitely looks like you're trying to hit on him.
Yeah, right.
Ellie Thwaite was really worried.
What are you trying to say?
Well, not everybody's got my good taste. Mm.
Found any inspiration for the party?
Not yet. Do you want a pint?
Yeah, thanks. I'll try the guest beer.
Okay. It's got to be something that's going to really wow them.
Wow them. How about sushi?
Harrison.
What?
Fish? Water? Land?
Oh, yeah, right.
The one thing that we can't serve. Oh, if I were you, I'd stick to working on your chat-up line.
Oh, I'm so lucky I've got such an understanding partner.
Oh. Maybe that's one of them getting back to you.
Yeah, it's Phoebe.
And?
She's turned me down.
Well, it was always a long shot. You know, she'd have only been available for half the season.
I know, but just to say we've got somebody signed up, it could have made all the difference.
Did she say why?
She reckons she's past that stage in her life.
What? She thinks she's too old?
Yeah, I suppose so.
No one's too old for cricket, especially in Ambridge. I reckon she's got better things to do.
Anyway, love, I can't find a woman for love nor money.
You want to be careful what you say in front of your girlfriend.
It depends what he wants to find a woman for.
Oh, yeah.
Fallon.
Go on then, spill. Tell your Uncle Eddie.
No, it's none of your business.
At all.
Oh, not you as well.
How do you mean?
Playing your cards close to your chest. You're just like...
Yes?
Nothing. I'm just waiting for an answer.
Well, now you've got to tell us.
Yeah.
No, I haven't, any more than you've got to tell me.
Fair enough. Do you want a drink?
Now you're talking. I'll have a pint of Shires, please, phone.
Coming up.
Smash it.
So, are you coming to the AGM on Wednesday?
Oh, I don't think so. It's usually pretty boring.
Oh, the meal's always good.
Yeah, but then you've got to sit through all the speeches.
Well, we've got some good speakers. Jim's doing one. And Bert.
You're not tempting me.
Plus there's the awards.
Oh, I'm surprised you've got any to give out after last season.
No, well...
Here you go, Reddy.
So, that should be right.
Great.
Oh, Emma says you finally got the theme for your big party.
Yeah, land.
Sounds a bit daft to me.
It's okay, we'll come up with something.
Well, I reckon my invite must have gone missing in the boat.
Mine too.
Yeah, oh, it's okay for the ones that are going. Free fares and posh food all night.
True.
Give me a pint of Shires and a pasty any day, yeah? How about you, Jazzer?
What's that?
Look, this party at home for.
I know you and all. I'm getting fed up with this.
You're not alone there.
Lager.
I've not decided yet.
You fancy a game of darts?
No, thanks.
Eddie?
Yeah, why not? It'll take me mind off things.
Oh, come on, Eddie. Tell us your troubles.
No, it's for me and mine alone, thank you very much.
Here's the darts, then. Oh.
Cheers, fella. Right, 5:01 around the clock.
5:01 around the clock's kids do.
Decided what you want yet?
No.
Okay, well, no rush.
You go first.
Okay.
You okay, Jazzer?
I don't know, Fallon.
What's up?
I've just got Tom and Custy on my mind.
I know.
I tried talking to Tom about it.
Did you? Oh, I'm glad, Jazz.
I don't know if I did any good.
I know what you mean. I've been talking to Kirsty.
Oh, aye. How's she doing?
Not great.
I'm just giving you an head start.
Yeah,
I thought about giving her a call, but it's probably a bad idea.
No, you should.
It was easier somehow with Tom. I just... I might say the wrong thing here. I don't know how she is in that.
I think she'd love to hear from you.
Okay, things are bad enough already. She doesn't want me winding her up.
No, no, Jazzer. I'm sure it would give her a lift.
You reckon?
Pressure's on.
Why don't you call her tonight?
Maybe.
She's finding it pretty heavy with her mum and dad at the moment.
Is she? Oh, she could tell me about that.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're one of her best mates. It'd mean a lot to her.
What?
He wants us to move out of the bedroom.
Every time someone comes to stay, you B&B guests.
Yeah, so they can use the ensuite.
Oh, dear.
There's no way I want to be shifting stuff in and out every weekend.
It does sound like a lot of work.
Never be able to call my bedroom my own.
Well, you need to be comfy in there, even so.
Do you reckon this is enough chairs?
Oh, I don't know. What's this bloke talking about?
It's called What Beeching Took Away From Us. A History of Borsetshire Railways.
People like railways, don't they?
Yeah. Let's do another row, just in case.
OK. So, it went all right this weekend, did it?
Oh, I suppose so. But that's the other thing, Susan. Mm-hmm. It feels like we're taking advantage of Oliver and Caroline after they've been so kind to us.
Well, no, they've been kind, but you're still going to pay the rent.
Yes, but...
The B&B will make a real difference to you with the extra money. It makes no odds to Oliver and Caroline when they're not even here.
Suppose so.
Means they'll get their rent after all.
That's true.
But you're so good at looking after people, that's the thing.
It was nice getting all their compliments.
I think you should just go for it. Even with the bedroom thing.
Do you?
Oh, you're very organised. You'll get into the swing of it.
Maybe.
Just while things are tight. Oh no, it's Linda.
What's she want?
Oh, she says to remind us that she wants the chairs putting out in semicircles.
Well, she never said that.
No, and we're not going to change them now.
Suppose we could.
No, Carrie. We're not going to jump just because Lady Muck says so.
She's not going to like it either, us having B&B guests.
Oh, who cares? There's nothing wrong with a bit of competition.
Well...
Just because she's been listed in her fancy guidebook.
She's been doing it for years, though.
But you're offering something different. An authentic farm experience. Plus, you're a better cook than her.
Oh, go on.
Oh, no, I mean it. Market Grange Farm properly, Clary. And you could be sitting on a gold mine.
What are you doing today, Tom?
Oh, not much. Just helping Jazza, plying big lays, working down seabeds. There's plenty on.
Well, don't overdo it, though.
I'll be fine, Mum.
I can tell you're not sleeping well.
Honestly, I'll be fine. Do you know if Johnny's going to the cricket AGM tomorrow night?
Isn't he volunteering at the parents' evening at college?
I think he might have changed his mind.
Oh, I don't know. You'll have to ask him. Are you going?
To the AGM? No, I don't think so.
Dad can always let you know if anything interesting happens.
Yeah.
Henry's been asking what you want for your birthday.
Oh, anything. I don't mind.
Shall I choose something with him?
Okay.
We could have a nice tea, maybe?
Well, I'm not sure.
No, well, we'll see how you feel.
Mm. I'd better get on or Jazza will have a go at me for being late.
Oh, no, he mustn't do that.
It's okay, Mum. I'm joking. I'll see you later.
And then, after the LEP meeting, there's a drinks reception.
Oh, do I have to go?
Well, I think you probably should.
Well, who's going to be there?
Well, all the people from the LEP, I'd imagine.
I'll have been with them all afternoon.
Donald Elbury's organising it.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, so it might be a good idea.
Right, well...
Thanks, Justin.
Is there anything else?
Yeah, well, there's an NFU
supper. Oh, no, I can't face another one of those.
Well, it's a good opportunity.
Why do I have to go to all these things?
Well, you don't.
Well, you should liaise with Miranda. She thinks I go to far too many already.
Should I pass all your engagements through her from now on?
Of course not, Lillian. I didn't mean literally. Can we just get on with this?
Mm. Yeah, of course. Well, the next big thing's Brian and Jenny's party.
Is there nothing before then?
No, apart from the NFU. No, I was thinking we could talk about which other guests...
No, it's too soon.
All right.
Can we just finish going through everything first?
Well, I just thought you might want
to talk... No, please, Lillian, if I want your opinion, I'll ask for it.
Kirsty!
Hi, Roy.
I didn't know you were coming back.
No, sorry, it was a snap decision.
Come here. Oh, I've missed you.
I've missed you too.
So, when did you decide?
This morning, about 5, crazy, huh?
You must have come straight down.
Yeah, Dad drove me, but he's gone now.
Do you want a cup of tea?
No, I'm okay, we had one when we got here. Shall I put the kettle on for you?
No, I'm all right. So, why the change of plan, if you don't mind me asking?
I just felt like I needed to be here. To be honest, it was getting a bit much at home with Mum fussing round all the time.
Well, must be hard for them.
Yeah, it is. But they understood I had to come back to be with my friends and go back to work.
Oh, right.
I need to get back to normal, Roy. I can't sit around all day feeling miserable.
I just thought you might want to take a bit more time.
It's been over a week now.
That's true.
I've had loads of ideas for things I want to do with the health club.
You know, there's no need to worry about them covering for you.
No, I know, but I'm sure Kathy will be glad to have me back.
Oh, yeah, she will. But there's really no rush. I mean, you can always take a few more days to settle back in.
I don't think I want to, though.
No, okay. But perhaps we should talk to Kathy first. I mean, she's got covering for the rest of the week.
Maybe.
It might make more sense to wait till Monday anyway.
But what will I do?
Relax. See all your friends.
Could do.
You might as well take it easy while you can. It was a hell of a thing to go through.
Do you mind if we don't talk about it? I did a lot of that with Mum and Dad.
Sure.
Basically, it was just a really, really bad day.
Is that everything?
Yes.
There's nothing else you want from me?
No, I don't think so.
So, that's it?
What are you getting at, Lillian?
Well, it's just... I don't know, you seem rather distant.
Oh, what? If I am, it's only because of this wretched man.
What wretched man?
Well, isn't it obvious? The man who's stopping me getting anywhere with the broiler unit.
Oh, right.
Well, who is that then?
Russell Dankworth, Environmental Health.
Ah.
He doesn't go to any of the right places. He doesn't hunt or shoot. He doesn't even drink, as far as I can tell.
But it's important you get hold of him.
Very. What he says about the place determines if it's worth investing in this project or not.
Oh, I see.
We could make a lot of money, potentially. But he just won't get back to me.
Perhaps I could have a go, you know, do a little digging.
No, I don't see the point, Lillian. If my team haven't managed to track him down, I can't see how you will.
Tom! Tom!
Kirsty?
Hi.
I thought you were...
I came back.
Right. How long have you...
This morning. You look dreadful, Tom. Oh,
thanks.
No sleep?
Yeah. It hasn't been great these last few days.
No. At least you're back at work.
Yeah. Well, I had to.
Of course. Have you been ploughing all morning?
Well, I did the pigs earlier with Jazza.
How's he getting on?
Okay.
He left me a message, but I haven't got back to him yet.
Yeah.
I've only seen Roy since I got back.
Right.
But I'll call in at the house after this.
Oh, yeah, they'd love to see you.
They maybe go out somewhere this afternoon. With Helen, if she's up for it.
She might be working, I think.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, and it's half term.
Oh, yeah, well, we'll see.
So, how was it with your mum and dad?
Not easy.
No.
But thanks for looking after everything while I was away.
I haven't really done anything.
And before I went, too.
That's okay. You look okay. Not like me.
Thanks. I'm not too bad. Though my body's still feeling chaotic.
Is it?
I feel a bit fragile sometimes. Otherwise, I'm doing okay, I think.
That's good. You were always stronger than me.
We just have different ways of coping, that's all.
But I don't even know how to.
Nobody does, Tom. Not till it happens. There isn't a right way.
I suppose not.
Something like this, it just comes out of the blue. You can't prepare for it.
No, you can't.
And there's no meaning to it. We just have to find our own way of dealing with it.
I know.
And maybe you should get away, like I did.
Well, there is this Nuffield trip coming up in a couple of weeks to Brazil.
Whatever,
but I
it
think...
takes, Tom. Just go for it. Oh, hold on. Oh, it's Mum.
Oh, yeah?
Just checking I'm okay.
Oh, they care so much, don't they? Always worrying. It's not easy.
A week was enough for me. I couldn't have done without your midnight text, though.
Oh, you mean the 3 or 4 in the morning ones?
Yeah. Just knowing you were out there, like me, not sleeping, it really helped.
Hmm. Yeah, me too.
You won't stop sending them, will you?
You must all be very busy getting ready for the party.
Well, Jenny certainly is, but to be honest, Pat, it's rather a relief not getting too involved with it.
Sounds as if it's going to be a very grand affair.
Well, that's the intention. Oh, excuse me, one sec.
Of course.
Oh, no, that's not what I was hoping for.
Oh, dear.
Oh, I don't know why I thought this was going to be so straightforward.
Well, what's the problem?
Well, I'm trying to track down this chap at Environmental Health, Russell Dankworth. He never answers his phone or any emails to his work address.
That's not very helpful.
So I've been calling around to see if anyone knows him socially, but he's a complete blank so far.
He doesn't ring a bell, I'm afraid. Well, let me think.
No, Justin's right. He doesn't seem to move in any of the usual circles.
Have you tried his PA?
Oh, yeah. She promised to give him a message, but no joy so far.
Okay, well, I don't know if it's any help, but one of our veg box customers is called Dankworth.
Really?
Yes, Celia Dankworth. It's not that common a name.
No, it isn't. She could be his wife.
Yeah, come to think of it, she mentioned that she and her husband are involved with the Rotary Club in Borchester.
Pat, you are a genius.
I don't know about that.
No, this could be really useful.
Well, give them a ring and see if they know him.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you so much. You could just be a lifesaver.
Oh, my goodness. It's Kirsty.
So it is.
Hi there.
Hi. How are you, darling?
Oh, I'm fine. Glad to be back.
You're looking well.
Thanks. Just seen Tom.
Oh, that's good.
He seems okay.
Look, I'm awfully sorry, Kirsty, but I really ought to dash.
No, that's fine.
I'll let you know how I get on, Pat.
All right, thanks. Oh.
Sorry, Pat. Oh, it's Roy. Do you mind if I take it?
No, of course not.
I'll be with you in a sec. Hi, Roy. Did you speak to Kathy?
Yeah.
And?
She said Monday's best, but you don't have to come back yet if you don't want to.
No, I do want to. Do I need to speak to her?
No, Kathy's fine about it.
Oh, great.
I was thinking, though, seeing as though I've got the day off, why don't I cook for us tonight?
Okay.
How does beef stroganoff sound?
Lovely.
Shall we say 7:30 for 8?
Stop being so formal, Roy.
It's good to hear you laugh again.
Yeah, right. 7:30 sounds fab. I'll see you later.
Oh, no, it's raining now. Do you want to come inside for a cup of tea? Oh,
that'd be nice. Is Helen around?
No, she's gone into Borchester with the boys.
Oh, well, I can catch up with her later.
Come on, let's get out of the rain.
So that's it, really.
Oh, Kirsty. I know just how your mum and dad feel. We all want to look after you.
I know, Pat. Thanks. How are you two feeling?
Well, we're all right.
I can't tell you how sorry I am.
Why on earth should you be sorry?
You know, losing the baby. Your grandchild.
It's not your fault. That's the last thing we'd ever think.
I know.
Please, Kirsty, you must never think anyone holds you responsible for what happened. It was just one of those things.
Anyway, do you think Helen might be up for a shopping trip?
You have to ask her.
I really need some new clothes. It's been ages since I bought anything.
I suppose it must be.
And I'll go mad with boredom if I don't get out and do something.
Well, why don't you ask her when she gets back?
Okay, I will.
I'm so glad you came round, Kirsty.
Thanks. So am I.
After everything that's happened.
Honestly, Pat, all I want to do now is put it behind me and get back to normal. It's not too much to ask, is it?
You're sure it's going to be okay?
It's cool, Freddy. Stop worrying.
So long as you're...
Hush, my little nephew. Uncle Kenton's taking care of it.
But what if Mum...
She won't. I will talk to your maths tutor, paint a glowing picture of how hard you're working and how you finally learned to love quadratics...
Don't overdo it.
No, okay. But all you have to do is to make sure your mother stays well clear.
Yes,
but if you can delay her getting there, even better. Then I'll do my stuff and disappear before you turn up.
I don't think I can. Not with Lily there as well.
Well, okay. Well, stick with Lily's tutors then.
I'll try.
Freddy, I will be in and out before you know it. There is no way Elizabeth's going to find out about your exam result. I promise you.
I really hope not.
People don't come here to be cosy, Shula.
Oh, come on, Alistair. You haven't done anything to that waiting area for years.
Because it doesn't need it.
It's decidedly shabby in there.
Not really. And anyway, I don't see why that's an issue.
Sorry, but I'm with Anisha on this one.
So?
Well, your clients need to be warm and comfortable while they're waiting and in pleasant surroundings.
But even if we do replace the chairs, why does it need a new colour scheme?
Because it looks tired and old-fashioned.
Well, it's a matter of opinion.
I don't know why you're so attached to it.
I'm not.
The image you present to your clients is incredibly important.
You sound just like Anisha.
Well, it's true. If everything looks down at heel, what does that say about the service you're offering?
As long as we do the job...
That's not enough nowadays. You need to impress people.
Anyway, what do you think of the new knockdown box?
Yeah, they've done a good job on the plastering. Oh, and I like these doors.
Yeah, there's a peephole where you can look in, keep an eye on the horse.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's very good.
Coming back on Friday to seal and paint the walls.
And the padding goes on after that?
Well, that's next week. They'll cover the doors as well.
Oh, it won't be long then.
All we need now are the clients to pay for it.
Didn't Anisha sign someone up the other day?
Mrs. Bright and her ponies.
It's hardly going to cover all this, though.
Oh, don't be too hard on her, Alistair. It's still early days.
Oh, believe me, I'm not expecting miracles. But just a little more progress would be welcome.
Oh. Anyway, what time are we due at Grey Gables tonight for the AGM?
The dinner starts at 7.
You expecting a good turnout?
I hope so. Because as AGMs go, this should be one of the more interesting ones.
You still haven't seen him?
He's been gassing too much with the other parents.
But Mum could walk in here any second. I've held her off as long as I can.
I'm nearly at the front of the queue. All I need is another 5 minutes, max.
How?
I don't know. There's an art show upstairs, isn't there?
Yes. It's a project about refugees. What's that got to do with anything?
Tell her that you've got something in it.
But I haven't.
Could you have done?
Well, yes. It was open to anyone.
Then just make it up.
She'll see. I haven't got anything.
Look, take her up and then spend ages looking for it.
But that's just...
No, listen to me. Keep her up there as long as you can before you tell her how disappointed you are they didn't include it.
That's mad.
But she'll never know.
I think she will.
Look, just do it, Freddie. Unless you can think of anything better.
No, okay.
Oh, help. That's Elizabeth.
What are you doing?
Sorry. Oh, I've dropped my keys. I think they're under here.
Kenton!
Do the best that you can, Freddie.
Look at it.
Mum!
There you are.
Have you done all of Lily's tutors?
Yep, I've left her with Naomi and Legra.
Right.
Actually, this is good. You know, we've got time to say thank you to your maths tutor before going to geography.
No, Mum. He's really busy.
It'll only take a minute.
Well, there's an exhibition upstairs. I've got a picture in it.
But you don't do art.
It was open to everyone, so, you know, I had a go.
Oh. Well, that sounds good.
We need to see it now, though, before it closes.
Freddie, you never mentioned it.
No, I know. I was just too embarrassed.
Oh.
Thank goodness for that.
Found them.
I don't think that Jennifer really knows what she wants.
No?
No. Every idea we come up with, there's always a reason why it's not good enough.
Yeah, must be difficult.
Sorry, Harrison. I know you're worried.
No, I'm sure it'll be fine.
Yeah, of course it will. You know the dinner will be great.
It's not that I'm worried about.
I know. But honestly, look, everything else will be great too.
I hope so.
Even... you know, the bit at the end. It won't be as bad as you think.
Oh, I don't know, Fallon. It'd help if Molly got back to me.
Molly Button?
Shh! Yes, I know. I'm desperate.
Then let's hope she says yes.
Hello, Harrison.
Oh, hi. Hello. Hi, Alistair.
Hi, Sheila. Hi.
So, are you looking forward to it?
Yeah! Should be a good evening.
How many do you think are coming?
About 40, I reckon.
Yeah. Oh, that sounds good.
Well, the dinner always pulls them in. Lots of past players.
And the awards and speeches, I hope.
So long as they don't go on too long.
That's true.
Are women players still on the agenda?
Yeah. I've got it under any other business to keep the element of surprise.
I must say, I'm rather surprised you're trying again so soon.
How do you mean?
Well, Alistair proposed the same thing not that long ago, and if he couldn't get it through then...
Oh, well, time's moved on now, so you never know.
Oh, I've just seen Tony and Johnny. Do you mind if we say hello, Alistair? I'm so glad they're here.
No, OK. We'll catch you later, Harrison, and good luck.
Yeah, thanks.
Well, Julie was a bit negative.
Oh, don't worry. I'm not giving this one up without a fight.
Too right.
Hey, Harrison, Fallon.
Hi, Rex.
Oh, hi, Rex. Thanks for coming.
Oh, no problem. I love these sorts of things.
Good man.
But is it true that you want to have women on the team?
Shh. Who told you that?
Oh, Roy said you'd asked Phoebe to play.
Oh, so much for keeping it a secret.
Look, everyone's going to know soon anyway.
I know, but I still want to catch them unawares, if I can.
So, you see, Freddie's working really hard at his maths, and I and his mother appreciate everything you've been doing, Mr. Camley.
Oh, not at all, Mr.
Oh, call me Kenton. As I said,
Kenton?
I'm...
Kenton? What is... exactly is going on? How dare you, Kenton?
Please,
first,
Mum, keep it down.
Be quiet, Freddie. You're in enough trouble as it is.
I am really sorry, Elizabeth.
First, I'm dragged off to see a non-existent painting in an exhibition that wasn't even open.
I'm sorry, mate.
And then I come back and find you chatting away to Freddie's math tutor as if you're his father.
No. I told him that I was
his
uncle.
Meant it
don't
to be...
you realise how embarrassing it was?
Having to pretend I knew Freddie had failed.
I know
and
that,
then but... having to pretend to go along with this utter rubbish you were spouting about helping Freddie with his maths. Yeah,
he believed it, though.
This isn't a joke, Kenton.
Mum, please.
The worst thing of all is being deceived by my own son and my brother.
I am so sorry.
I'm sorry, Mum.
It's hard enough bringing up these children on my own without having to deal with the appalling example set by you, Kenton.
I don't know what else to say, Elizabeth. It was crass, stupid, unforgivable.
Yes, yes, it was. And that's why I don't want you giving Freddie any more driving lessons.
Mom, you can't
yes,
do
I can.
That.
He's a bad influence on you.
That's a bit heavy.
In fact, from now on, I don't want you two having any contact at all.
If it wasn't for the struggle every week just to get a team together, I'm sure we'd have done much better. Mm. We even had to forfeit the match against Waterley Cross because we didn't have enough players. The first time this has ever happened in the history of the club. Putting it bluntly, not enough people want to play cricket anymore.
It's not just that, though, Harrison, is it? People have other commitments. It's always been a balancing act.
No, no, I appreciate that, Alistair. Plus, we did lose several players last season for long periods due to extenuating circumstances. I'm not blaming anyone. I'm just stating facts. But this coming season, if anything, the problem's getting worse. Several of our younger players have already said they can't commit. So that's why I'm going to suggest a different solution to the problem.
Go for it, Harrison.
What I'm proposing is that we admit women to the team.
I take it the league have approved the idea of registering women players?
Yes, they have, Alistair. In fact, several other teams had already approached them about the issue. We wouldn't be the first and we won't be the last.
But what about changing facilities for women? Mm-hmm. We'd need separate areas and that's going to cost.
No, it's a good point. It's a good point, Rex. To start with, we'd have a temporary arrangement like a porter cabin.
OK, but what then?
Over time, we'd hold a series of fundraising events, so eventually we'll be able to extend the pavilion. It's by no means impossible.
Harrison, you've been approaching women, have you, who might be interested?
Well, it's funny you should say that. Yes, I have. I've just received a text from Molly Button saying she wants to play for us.
Hey.
But is she any good?
Look, the important thing at this stage is that she said yes. I'm sure others will follow.
Can I just say something?
Now, hold on. I know Fallon's not a member, but it's important to have a woman's perspective on this. Let her speak.
Okay, look, I just want to say I've seen how hard Harrison's working just to keep this team going. And I reckon taking on women players is the best chance you've got. Maybe the only chance. There just aren't enough men who want to play anymore. That's not Harrison's fault, or anyone else's. It's a fact. But there are women out there who want to play, given the chance.
Listen, Fallon's right. We should be giving women a chance, and now we've got Molly and Fallon signed up.
No,
actually, it's just Molly at the moment.
But I thought you said...
No, I'm afraid not.
There will be more. Molly's just the beginning.
I should have been more supportive.
It doesn't matter, Rex. We lost the vote as soon as I mentioned Molly Button.
No, it was when they knew that I hadn't signed up.
Oh, it's not your fault, love. Or Molly's or anyone else's. They just weren't ready for it.
Well, that doesn't mean we can't change their minds. I wasn't sure at first, but now I reckon it's the only way.
But you saw how opposed people like Will and Bert are.
They didn't come up with any alternatives, though.
No, you're right. But unless we sign up more women, we haven't got a chance.
Who else in Ambridge likes sport?
What about Anisha? She goes running with me.
And she rides.
But does she play cricket?
Oh, no idea.
Talk to her, Rex. See if you can persuade her.
Or I can, if you like.
Oh, no, it's okay. I'll do it.
Do your best, mate.
I mean, she'll soon let me know if she doesn't want to.
No, I'm serious. She's got to do it.
Okay, I'll do my best.
Because if we don't get women on the team, I reckon it'll be the death of cricket in Ambridge.
Yeah, turn right, and then you can't miss it. Everything okay here, Linda?
Oh, yes, it's been rather quiet.
How's Kirsty, by the way? I've been meaning to ask.
Oh, she's okay.
I must say, I was surprised to hear she's coming back to work next week.
She wanted to start back this week.
Oh, no, that doesn't sound like a good idea.
I managed to talk her out of it, though.
I did wonder about calling round.
Oh, yeah, you should.
Do you know if she's in this afternoon?
She's gone shopping with Helen in Borchester. Sounded as though they were planning to make a day of it.
Perhaps I'll go tomorrow, then.
I'm sure she'd like that. To be honest, I'm a bit worried she's rushing back into things. I'm trying to prove she's okay.
Maybe we could both have a word. Persuade her to take more time. She needs to grieve. Oh,
believe me, Linda, I've tried. But it might be different coming from you.
Well, I'll see what I can do, Roy. I hear last night's AGM was rather eventful.
You could say that.
Oh, dear. It seems emancipation in Ambridge would have to wait for another year.
Well, it was only going one way, though. Once Harrison admitted he hadn't found anyone. Well, except Molly Button.
But what about all the women who've played in the single wicket?
Well, it's not the same thing as playing a full match, Linda.
I suppose so.
I reckon the real issue is whether they're good enough.
But a lot of women play cricket these days.
Yeah, I know, but no disrespect. Most women can't hit the ball hard or bowl that fast.
Well, I seem to remember Brenda winning the single wicket one year.
Yeah, and quite a few women have been in the final rounds.
You'd think there must be somebody willing to give it a go.
Well, if Harrison manages to find someone, then good luck to him.
Well, yes.
But he'd still have to persuade the likes of Will and Burt to let her join. And I don't reckon that's going to happen any time soon.
Here's your tea, idiot.
Jordan. I reckon we should smarten up our entry a bit. Get Emma to do it.
You reckon? She ain't exactly chuffed about us taking people in.
Oh, only because she couldn't get in the bathroom on Sunday.
Oh, well, interesting.
Any road, it's not a problem now the guests are getting the en suite.
And Clary ain't too happy with that.
No, she's fine about it.
And I still can't believe Oliver Sterling agreed to us having people stay.
Of course he did.
You sure you told him what's going on?
More or less.
Eddie.
Look, Dad, I told him. Big Eric paid us for the weekend and he said it was OK.
Well, that ain't the same as advertising for guests like a B&B.
No, but Oliver said we could have as many friends staying as we like.
Well, that ain't the same thing at all.
Well, it's not far off.
Oh, give over, Eddie.
When I said I knew we had to be careful with the tenancy, he said it was fine.
What did his missus say?
I don't know. I didn't speak to her.
Oliver Sterling may be a soft touch, but you know Caroline Sterling in.
Yeah, but what the head don't know, the heart won't grieve over it. Besides, Oliver said it's our house and we can do what we want with
it. Still don't seem right. What if he sees it being advertised?
Why would they be looking for a place to stay in Ambridge?
Well, they're bound to find out sometime.
Well, don't see why. And you're not going to tell them, are you?
Well, of course not.
Come on, Dad. You know the money's too good to turn down.
As long as it don't happen every weekend.
It might. Clary's up for it. And that couple loved listening to your stories when you showed them round.
Well, that's true.
Hey, if you get a few tips, that could be a decent little earner.
That'd be nice.
Hey, Dad, it's another inquiry. A couple wants to stay. This weekend?
Yeah, I know. You ought to check with Clary first.
Nah, she'll be all right. They've got a dog and all. A miniature schnauzer.
No, you can't do that to Ollie. What if they gets into a fight?
Oh, it'll be fine. George can take her to Williams for the weekend.
Oh, I don't know, Eddie.
Trust me, Dad. I'm booking them in.
That last pair wanted to know what there was to do round here, didn't they?
Yeah, that's true. I could do with some leaflets.
Do you think I chose the right top?
Yeah. Well, you kept going back to it, didn't you?
I know, but it's not too bright, is it?
Oh, you can always change it.
Nah, I think it's fine. It'd be good for going out.
True.
Ah, so glad we're doing this.
Yeah, me too.
It was driving me mad sitting at home.
Oh, sorry I wasn't around yesterday.
No, this is fine. Just the two of us, like the old days.
I haven't done this for a while, have we?
No.
Did you see anyone yesterday?
Not really. I wanted to go back to work, but Roy said it might be best to wait until Monday.
Right.
Thing is, I need to be doing something.
To take your mind off...
No, I just want to get on. Get back to normal.
But it can't be easy, though, Kirsty.
Honestly, I'm okay.
Are you sure?
Yes. I mean, it was tough at first, obviously, and I definitely needed to get away when I did.
So how was it with your mum and dad?
Okay. I mean, they were really sad about it and upset. Mum cried a lot. It's funny because I didn't actually cry that much.
And you wish you had?
Don't know. And then on Sunday, I told her Tom was the dad. Not the fictional one-night stand.
Oh, right. How did that go down?
Oh, like the proverbial lead balloon.
Do you think they'll ever forgive him?
Probably not.
So maybe what... No, you go ahead.
Maybe the problem was I never really got used to the idea of having a baby at all.
How do you mean?
I don't know, but... I think I didn't actually want to believe it was happening.
Why didn't you say something?
I couldn't. I didn't understand it myself. But after everything that happened with Tom and you and Rob, I just don't think my head was in the right place.
Oh, Kirsty.
We never even chose a name.
It must have been agony for you.
Anyway, I just want to get back to work now.
Are you sure that's the right thing to do?
Yeah, Tom got it right. You have to keep going.
Well, you know he's off to Brazil in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, with Nuffield, isn't it? Good for him.
Yeah. The break will probably do him good.
I honestly don't know why people think you have to stay at home, feeling miserable.
Well, it's important to grieve.
But we don't all do it the same way.
I know. But you do know it's all right to say if you're not feeling okay.
But what about if you're feeling fine? Is that okay too?
Of course it is.
Because that's how I feel now.
It's just... Look, I don't know what you and Tom have said to each other, but I do know he's not finding it easy. And there must be times...
Honestly, when... Helen, stop worrying. I'm all right.
Okay.
Sorry, I'm not getting at you. I know it's been hard for Tom, but we'll get there, I promise.
I hope so.
Oh, she's been to that shoe shop.
Don't tell me that's where you want to go next.
Absolutely. I've got to get some heels, haven't I? Ready?
It's a follow-up call, making sure everything's okay with the guttering.
I don't remember you providing a similar service after you told me you'd finished the shepherd's hut. Quite the opposite, in fact.
Yeah, well... Oh, that's another one reckons is on a racetrack.
Oh, I know. I swear they use this village as a rat run.
Did you hear Neville nearly got run over outside the ball?
Yes. And there was another near miss after the History Society meeting on Monday.
Oh, yeah, Clarice.
If we don't do something, there's going to be a terrible accident.
Was it interesting, by the way, that bloke talking about the old railway?
Oh, yes, yes, he was very good. He coped very well with the unexpected seating configuration.
Oh, right.
But it was a fascinating talk. Of course, it was an act of sheer vandalism, getting rid of the branch line to Borchester.
At least you've still got the Blackberry line.
Yes, even if it does go in the opposite direction.
That's true.
Yes, thanks for the use of your facilities,
oh,
Mrs.
Oh, Joe, you're supposed to wipe your boots on the way in.
Oh,
there's my leaflets.
Yeah, where?
In your pocket.
Oh, yeah.
That'll be the Blackberry line and all. Dad's always been a fan.
But why do you need them?
Oh, he looks very interesting and... Well, I didn't think you'd mind.
Well, I suppose not. Especially now this weekend's been cancelled.
Oh, that's a shame.
Robert and I were so looking forward to it. They were bringing their miniature schnauzer.
Ah, well, no, that's funny.
We should probably get on, Dad.
Can't understand it. They even said they'd seen my 5-star review.
Oh, I expect you'll get another booking soon.
Oh, I'm sure you will.
Where are you going?
Oh.
But you haven't checked the guttering.
Have you had any spillages or blockages?
Well, not that I know of.
Looks okay to me.
Aren't you going up to inspect it?
There's no need.
Soon as the bell.
Cheerio, Linda.
But if that's all you're going to do, I don't know why you bothered coming round at all.
Well, Linda was asking after you. She said she might come round tomorrow.
Okay. Or I could go and see her. I don't want to stay in all day, do I?
But you've been out all day today.
Yep, we have. And it was a good day, wasn't it?
Hey, do you want to see what we bought, Roy?
Right, here you go, Kirsty.
Thanks. Take a look at this bag.
Oh, yeah, it's great. Very sparkly.
Yeah, she bought a new top and jeans too.
Oh, great. Look, sorry, but ought to get back to Barry.
seeing as though he bought me a drink.
Oh, he can come and join us if he likes.
Well, maybe. I'll see what he says.
Barry?
Why not? I don't want to be like a leper no one talks to.
But you're not.
Hello there.
Hi, Joe. How are you?
Oh, boy. I am fine, thank you. I just wanted to say how sorry I was hearing about your little babby.
Oh, right. Thanks.
Must have been a terrible thing, losing it like that.
It wasn't great. Awful, in fact.
All right, Dad. I expect Kirsty and Ellen have got a lot to talk about.
No, it's okay.
We were just having a little conversation.
We're all very sorry to hear about... Well, you know.
Thanks.
But any road, we've got that game of dominoes to get on with, ain't we, Dad?
Oh, that's right. See you later, then.
Okay.
See ya.
Hi. Sweet, they're trying.
I suppose so. Still glad you made me come here, though. Got to do it sometime.
You persuaded me, remember?
Mm. Oh, yeah. And maybe we could give Roy and Barry a game of darts.
Do you mind if we don't?
No, okay. How's the revamp going in the shop?
Oh, yeah, it's looking pretty good so far. Still a few new things I want to do.
Yeah, I've had some new ideas for the health club, actually.
Oh.
Maybe I should give Kathy a call tomorrow.
Why don't you leave it till Monday? There's no rush, is there?
I tell you what I fancy doing tomorrow. Getting all dressed up and going out for a dance.
Really?
Yeah, I bet Roy will be up for it, and Jazza knows some good places.
Are you sure you want to?
Oh, I didn't get the party dress for nothing.
No, I know.
And aren't these heels amazing?
Yes. Kirsty, you don't have to go at everything full pelt, you know.
But I told you that. I want to get back to normal.
When did you last go clubbing?
Well, that's not the point, Helen. I can't sit around doing nothing. If other people want to take it more slowly, that's up to them. But this is what works for me.
It's been lovely having Rory at home this week, but
do wish he'd clear up after himself.
Well, boys will be boys.
Now, shall I ring Fallon again?
Oh, darling, I don't think you should keep hassling her.
But I want to know if she's come up with any better ideas yet.
Well, I thought some of them were okay.
No, I know they're trying, but none of them are quite right. They're just not thinking outside the box.
Well, I'm sure they'll come up with something, Jenny.
But we've only got a week.
I mean, you've got to admit that it is a rather vague theme.
No, it's not. Could hardly have a more solid concept than land.
No, what I mean is it's very general. I mean, it could mean almost anything.
Yeah, precisely.
Have you actually sat down and talked it through with them? You know, tell them exactly what you're looking for.
But of course I have. They just don't seem to be able to grasp the nettle.
Good morning, ladies.
Oh, there you are.
Hello, Justin. Didn't know you were coming round.
Your lovely sister and I are going on a bit of a mystery tour, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Sounds exciting.
Is it going to be exciting, Lillian?
Well, I'm not sure that's quite the right word, but with any luck, it should be worth our while.
I certainly hope so. Oh, you're looking very well, Jennifer.
Oh, well, thank you. I think I will go and call Fallon after all.
Go easy on her, darling, won't you?
Now, seriously, Lillian, there is a purpose to this bizarre outing, isn't there?
Of course.
Which is?
Well, a little bird tells me that the Rotary Club is the place to go these days.
The Rotary Club?
Yes, darling. I'll tell you all about it on the way. Carol should be here soon.
Oh, that's good.
Then perhaps I'll go and lie down. Give my ankle a rest.
Yeah, you should. You don't want to overdo it. Right, I'll put this one in the dishwasher for you.
That's very helpful, darling. Thank you.
Not at all.
Actually, I usually stack the bowls on the other side.
Oh, okay. I'll leave that to you then.
It's very good of Carol sacrificing her whole afternoon just for my sake.
Yeah, she's a good friend. Did I hear that Kirsty was in the bull last night?
Yes, she was. Kenton said it was a bit of a surprise for everyone.
Going to the pub was the last thing Ruth wanted to do.
Yes.
Poor girl.
Is Ruth okay? Must have brought back some painful memories.
Yeah, it did. But I think she's okay now. No, hang on. No, it's Lily. She wants to know if we can do some more driving practice.
When did you last take her out?
A couple of weeks ago. I did warn her I wasn't going to be available.
You could spare an hour, can't you?
Mum, you know how busy we are.
Ben could help out. I'm sure they'd manage an hour without you.
Have you tried asking Ben anything lately?
He's given you a hand a few times.
Oh, I really had to twist his arm, though. Anyway, I thought you wanted him to stay in all day watching films.
Well, only if he wants to. Why don't you see about taking Lily out this afternoon?
No, not today. I've got the Herefords and the Ewes to sort out. Maybe tomorrow, though.
You could do with a break, David.
Yeah, I know. And now Kenton's been banned from taking Freddy out. Maybe we stand a chance of actually winning that, but...
Wasn't he an idiot?
Even by his standards, it really was a corker.
Elizabeth was so upset.
Don't blame her.
Oh, hello, Carol. Come in.
Thanks. It's got rather chilly out there.
What have you got in the bags?
It's my film collection and some of Jim's.
At which point, I really think it's time for me to go.
Oh, don't worry, David. I'm not offended.
Sorry. What time's supper, by the way?
I don't know. We'll have to see what we can manage.
I should get twice as much done with the two of you.
Oh, don't forget, we have to take Jill's ankle into account.
Yes, with all these twinges I keep having.
Sure. Anyway, it would be nice to have an early one, if possible.
We'll make a special effort just for you.
OK. Should be finished by about 5:30. Mm. See you later.
Bye. Now, just wait and see what I've got in store for you.
Oh, good.
We've got Ealing comedies.
I love the Titfield Thunderbolt.
I've always had a soft spot for the Lady Killers myself.
Yes, that's super too.
Overall, though, I think I prefer the old Hollywood classics. Sunset Boulevard.
All right, I suppose.
What about Whatever Happened to Baby Jane?
Well, the trouble is, they're not very nice characters, are they? Mm. All rather corrupt. Oh, this one really is one of my favourites.
Oh, An Affair to Remember.
Deborah Carr and Cary Grant. I always cry when she gets run over on the way to meet him.
Oh, you're such a softie, Jill. Oh, remind me, do they get together in the end or not? I can't quite remember.
We could always watch it and find out.
What an excellent idea.
That was a stroke of genius, Lillian.
It did work out rather well.
Didn't it just? It was perfect.
Oh, well, it was a stroke of luck, really.
No, you managed to track down Russell Dankworth's wife. No one else even got close.
No, but you're the one who charmed the pants off her and got Russell's personal contact details.
No, stop it, Lillian. You're being far too modest.
Well, one doesn't like to blow one's own trumpet.
And I shall do it for you loud and clear. Oh, this chap's being rather annoying.
Why is he going so slowly?
Heaven knows.
Oh, way to go, Justin.
You do know I'm the luckiest man in the world.
Why is that?
Because you're the complete package. Brains and beauty, and you're all mine.
Keep going, darling. You're doing wonders for my ego.
Miranda's at the health club this afternoon having the works done.
Is she?
And she won't be back until at least 6.
Now, why are you telling me that?
Well, I was thinking we could head back to the Dower House.
We could. Miranda does have rather a bad habit of coming back early, though.
Yes, that's true.
But I know somewhere else we can go.
No, I think Wells was being deliberately enigmatic with the whole idea of the rosebud.
It always seemed a bit pretentious to me. No. Have you finished that carrot?
Oh, sorry. We're a bit behind, aren't we?
Oh, don't worry. David won't notice. Actually, I've always thought Citizen Kane was rather boring.
Oh, Jill, you can't say that.
There isn't much of a story, is there? Oh. Just a lot of scenes about a man's life.
But that's the whole point, Jill. It's a study of failure. The antithesis of the American dream. Instead of striving for success against the odds, he's been handed everything on a plate.
Yes, I understand that.
And all that money and power corrupt him so much that he's incapable of having a meaningful relationship with anyone.
But why should we care?
But we do. Of course we do.
Really?
The real tragedy of Cain is that when finally he gets his chance of happiness, he doesn't take it. Even his second wife ends up rejecting him.
The trouble is, though, by then I've already switched it off.
Oh, dear. Poor Orson. He tried his best, but still he couldn't satisfy Jill Archer.
At least Sunset Boulevard has a good story with a proper mystery at its heart.
Ah, well, now you're talking about a different beast altogether.
Right. How's it going?
Well, we're fine, thanks.
Yes, it's coming along very nicely.
Oh, great. Is it worth me getting changed first, or is it nearly ready?
Oh, I'd go and get changed if I were you.
You could have a bath while you're about it.
Why, do I smell that bad?
Not at all.
I expect you must be really tired, David.
Oh, I'll sleep well tonight, that's for sure. Oh, all the flapjacks gone.
Oh, heavens, Jill, the flapjacks.
Sorry, love. We didn't have time. I'll make some later.
Oh, okay.
We've been discussing affairs of state.
Right. Well, maybe I will have that bath if you think it's going to be a while.
Yes, why don't you?
You can have a lovely, long, hot soak.
OK, so I'll come down in, what, half an hour?
You can take longer if you like.
There's no rush.
Righto.
Poor David.
Affairs of state. He'll be fine.
But before we carry on, I've got one more question for you.
Yes?
If you were on Desert Island Discs and you could choose a film instead of a book, which one would you have?
That's tricky. But I can tell you one thing.
What?
It definitely wouldn't be Citizen Kane.
Brian? Lillian? Rory, is that you? Did Sam's mum give you a lift home after all? Yeah. Lillian? What was it like?
Jenny!
Oh, God!
Good afternoon, Jennifer. You came back early?
Yes, I... Not really. What?
I'll see myself out, shall I?
Yes. All right.
We'll catch up next week, Lillian.
Yes.
Bye then.
How could you, Lillian? In our house. I'm sorry, Jenny. I know we shouldn't. I mean, what are you playing at? Sneaking around like randy teenagers.
It isn't like that.
Or do you just want to destroy our reputation completely?
Please, Jenny, it's not that bad.
Oh, yes, it is, Lillian. I hardly dare go in the village shop anymore.
You can ignore the gossip.
And just imagine what will happen if Mum finds out.
You're not going to tell her, are you?
Well, of course not. But at this rate, it won't be long before the whole village knows.
I honestly don't think...
Can you please put something on?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes.
You know that if Miranda finds out, it'll be the end of everything. The end of all your fun and your furtive fumbles.
Yeah, but she won't find out.
Oh, well, there's not much chance of keeping it from her if you carry on like this.
Believe me, the last thing I want to do is break up Justin's marriage.
Oh, then you've got a very funny way of going about it.
Yes, I know. I'm sorry.
And he's just as bad as you are.
I promise. We won't do it again. Well, not here.
Really? Do you mean that?
Yes.
Because I tell you, Lillian, if you don't behave yourself from now on, then I'm not sure I want you in my house anymore. And you can certainly forget all about coming to my party.
We'll be right back.
This is the BBC.
You can listen to audio highlights and actor interviews at bbc.co.uk/archers.